Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. Our ice fishing preview continues this week with a look at lakes in the eastern part of the state. We're going to start with Randy Hiltner, my guest. Randy manages the fisheries in the northeast part of the state, including what's probably the crown jewel of the ice fishing kingdom in North Dakota, Devil's Lake. Randy, what I want to do is break down your district into species. And let's start, of course, with walleye.
Sure. And I'll start with walleye and the big systems first and work my way down to the smaller water bodies. Well, the Devil's Lake, we are expecting good walleye fishing this winter because the populations are good. And also Stump Lake, the walleye population is really good over there. I should mention that last December, up in Lake Irvin Ellis Complex, was great walleye fishing last year. And that may certainly be the case this winter too, but with our snowfall and everything, access to the ice might be difficult.
Right. Now, Lake Ellis is going to be relatively a new fishery in that it used to be part of the refuge.
Right.
Now it's open to
ice fishing only.
Right.
And it's contiguous water with Lake Irvin, so it's like one big water, really.
Okay, so your big lakes, have you got any smaller lakes that people could target for walleye?
Yeah, down in Wells County, Herdsfield Tuffy Lake's got a nice walleye population. Goose Lake near Harvey's good. Those would be a couple places I could send people.
All right. I'm sure just about any lake you could send them would be thick with northern pike.
Yeah, I don't know if I can send you in the northeast district where you won't catch some pike. But again, those big systems are really good for pike, Irvin and Devil's Lake, and there's even some nice bigger pike in Stump Lake. So if you want to go to a smaller water body, you can go up in Turtle Mountains and fish Carpenter Lake is good. Lake Loretta has been good for pike for over a decade now, near the town of Michigan. So those are just a couple, but if you do any research at all, you can find northern pike.
All right, we'll shift gears to talk about perch, and of course everybody wants to know how the perch fishing is going to be on Devil's Lake.
That's a good question. I'm expecting that the 2013 hatch of perch will contribute a lot to the perch fishing this winter. But our net catch last summer wasn't that high as I thought it might be, but I still think those fish are out there and they're like a 9 to 10 inch perch.
All right, how about smaller lakes for perch? Any good target lakes?
Yeah, again, down in the southwest part of my district with these newer lakes, some nicer perch populations. Herdsfield Tuffy has a pretty good perch. There's Goose Lake, the perch population's down a little bit, but you can still catch some there. One place I'd like to send people to is Silver Lake, WMA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly big shallow lake in Wells County that has good perch population.
Okay. How about other panfish? Crappies, bluegills?
Bluegills. You could go to Lake Upsilon, actually has some nice big bluegills up in the Turtle Mountains. And Red Willow Lake is a perennial bluegill fishery.
Okay. Now, Devil's Lake's had a lot of snow already, as has pretty much everybody else in the state. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have issues with access? I know Devil's Lake, generally you can get on, but some of these smaller lakes might be difficult.
Sure, but the good news is that so far the main lake was open prior and took the snowfall, just melted in the lake, but near the accesses, of course, that could be a problem. But so far I don't think it's too bad, but we kind of think this winter that there's going to be a lot of plugged accesses and you have to be careful not to trespass on private land and drive off trail to get on the lakes.
Sure. What we did last week, Randy, in the webcast was talk to the biologists about winter kill. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's shaping up to be a year where there's going to be a lot of snow on the ice, and that's more conducive to winter kill. I'm going to ask you to direct people to maybe go to one of your lakes that might be in jeopardy. It's a little shallower and things where they can utilize the resource before it gets in trouble.
Right, and you probably want to do that relatively early ice. December, January, while the fish are still active. And I guess I could think of three examples. Armadale Dam up near Rolla,
mm-hmm,
tends to want a winter kill. And it has a nice walleye population of eater size, plus northern pike. Down in Silver Lake WMA again, we have a fast growing young walleye population. They're like 13 to 15 inch fish, which would be good eaters, and that lake has lost some water depth, so we'd like to see some activity down there. And another one would be Island Lake in Rowlett County. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice pike population, and it can be good for spearing when the water's clear. And that one tends to get low in oxygen in a tough winter, too.
All right, some great information. Thanks, Randy. Mm-hmm. Right now, we move a little further south. B.J. Kratz manages the district with all the southeast North Dakota lakes. B.J., you've got a wealth of smaller lakes in your district that provide some wonderful ice fishing opportunities.
Yeah, we do. We actually, this year, we have more lakes in the southeast district than we've ever had. We've got about 116 fishable lakes and 46,000 acres. So there's a lot of opportunity out there.
Lots of them have fish, too. That's a nice
yes,
thing to
they
have.
Do.
What we're going to do, BJ, is talk about each species individually, and we're going to start with walleyes.
Well, we've got a lot of walleye lakes in my district. Obviously, over the years, we've stocked a lot of new waters and certainly stocked old waters, but several of them, one real close to Jamestown's Island Lake, which has really come on strong the last couple of years, and the fishery there is really developed nicely. We've had nice winters thus far, and has allowed that population to expand. And I look for some good action out there this year. I mean, we've got a lot of 2.5 to 3 pound fish out on Island Lake walleye, so, and an occasional perch too. So,
all right, let's talk about northern.
Northern pike. We've got several waters in our district. Alfred Lake, which is south of Jamestown, has been stocked historically, and we got in there and sampled it this year and found a good population of northern pike. The depth is fairly shallow, so hopefully those fish will cooperate pretty well. The condition of them was a little low, which means they're a little hungry, so that usually translates into better fishing for anglers.
Yep. Your district is almost famous for perch, a lot of your smaller perch lakes.
Right. Another lake that we kind of got into this year for the first time actually ever was the Beezick Slough Complex down near Lidgerwood, and found a really good population of pike and perch in that one. That's kind of a surprise to us that many perch were actually out there, and to our knowledge hasn't really been capitalized on by anglers yet, but I mean, pretty good average size, up to 13 inches with about a 9 to 10 inch average. So that's one. And then we have another good one would be North Eccleston and Meadow Lake in Barnes County. Those two fisheries have been pretty good. North Eccleston wasn't so good last winter, but the population is still very strong, and there's a lot of fish in there, and pretty decent average size. And you go a little farther south of Eccleston, you have Meadow Lake, and that one's got a lot of nice perch in there. They can be a little tough to catch because they've got groceries, but 13 or 14 inch perch are pretty common in that one.
You, some of your larger impoundments in your district have some very nice crappies and nice crappie fishing.
Right. Yeah, we've Jamestown and Pipestone, of course, are the place to go for crappies, and I don't expect a lot to change this year. We have, good populations in both of them. We did pick up some different year classes in Pipestone now, so we're not dealing with one age class. That 2005 age class was really strong, and they were up to 12.5 to 13 inches this year. They're still prevalent in there, but there's smaller ones out there too. Jamestown, they run a little less size-wise, probably 10 inch average, but good numbers there. So Pipestone and Jamestown both are very good, should be very good crappie fisheries again this winter.
I'll ask you like I did the rest of the supervisors, BJ, how is access going to be?
Well, it all depends on, the snow and so forth. As we've recently had snow and so forth, the good thing about winter angling is that you don't always have to use, a designated public access per se as in a boat ramp. So if you can't get on there, a lot of times you can get off a roadway or a ditch.
And make sure you have permission to do that.
You bet. If you're, anywhere around private land, you have to always get permission from the landowner otherwise there are a lot of lakes that have roadways that run right into them and so forth, and you might not be able to drive on it with vehicles, but ATVs and snowmobiles, of course, and you can walk out. You shouldn't have to walk too far to hopefully get in on some good fishing.
I would guess with some of the lakes in your district, you have some fairly shallow lakes that might be susceptible to winter kill. And I'm going to ask you to direct anglers to some of these lakes that you may have some problem with so that they can utilize the resource now.
Right. Yeah, there will be a few on our watch list this year. That southeast part of my district, lost a little more water than the rest of the district, probably 2 to 3 feet on the average down there. So there's some lakes down there that always, they're always susceptible, some of them, to winter kill, but some years more than others. Island Lake, like I mentioned earlier, is a good one. That one actually historically had winter kill 2 out of the first 3 years we stocked it, but we've had mild winter since 2010 and 2011 was the last winter kill at Island Lake, which with good growth rates and so forth, those fish have really come through and we've got a good population. But Island Lake and Alfred now with a depth of about 7 feet, like I'd mentioned for pike, that's another one that if anglers can get out there and enjoy those fish and utilize them just in case, that would be a couple. And then Meadow Lake too is another one that has not really, we haven't had a total kill on that one, but we've had years where there's been partial kills on it. Nothing recently, the last 3 or 4 years. So that's another one those lakes that are subject to winter kill periodically are usually the ones that are the most productive, and therefore your fish grow a little faster and are a little bigger to catch, and that would be why, those Meadow Lake perch are so big out there.
All right. That's all information anglers, I'm sure, appreciate.
Yep.
Thanks, BJ.
You bet.
The South Central Fishing District is managed by Paul Bailey, my guest. Paul, you've got a unique district in that you've got lakes and you've got the southern part of the Missouri River in your district and some really terrific fishing opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things we have in the South Central District is some diversity. The Missouri River system, the Missouri River, Lake Oahe, obviously our premier fishery, but we've been blessed with a lot of new lakes on the landscape due to those notorious springs of 2009, 10, and 11 that caused a lot of runoff, formed a lot of new lakes in the south central part of the state.
Those new lakes have been developed into some terrific fisheries, especially for perch. We're going to talk about that in a second. Like we did with everybody else, we're going to go through each species individually. We're going to start with walleye.
Sure. Walleye opportunity really has never been better than it is right now in the south central part of the state. Again, we've aggressively stocked walleye, trying to take advantage of a lot of these new fisheries, taking advantage of some really abundant fathead minnows that were present in a lot of these lakes. So one of the best keys to finding out where, the winter fishing is going to be good is looking at where anglers were successful this summer. So a lot of our more noteworthy fisheries that did produce well for anglers this summer, Sibley Lake, Josephine, Dry, Green, Marvin Miller Lakes, places like that anglers should be familiar with by now, if you've done a bit of fishing in this part of the state. Those lakes, you can expect to encounter pretty good walleye numbers this winter, too.
You, of all people, should be really proud of your northern pike populations. We're going to show you some video here of Paul really catching some just dandy northern pike. I'm not going to ask you where, Paul, but just in general, tell us about your northern pike populations in the South Central District.
Yeah, we've got great pike opportunity out there right now, too. The lakes, anglers should be a bit familiar with. West Lake Napoleon, Helen, Horsehead Lake is back online right now, producing very well for anglers, especially last winter. Ice fishermen did very well at Horsehead. So you can expect to find good numbers of pike in places like that. And then the Missouri River system, especially the upper end of Lake Oahe, is pike numbers might not be as great as they were just a few years ago, but there's really some good trophy opportunity out there right now.
They're big.
Yep.
Your district particularly has benefited from the perch project that we did probably starting 10 years ago, I would suppose.
Yeah, it really started again in that spring of 2009 when a lot of these lakes started to refill. We tried to take advantage of what Mother Nature gave us to set up this next kind of boom in perch fishing across the state.
In the southern part, some of the lakes that you have for perch are really good.
Right, and that's another place you could point anglers to this winter is we've had probably 20 to 30 lakes that have produced well for anglers in the last 2 or 3 years. Most of those are still going to be really good perch fisheries, but anglers, are going to start to notice a little bit of shift in some of these fisheries. perch reproduced extremely well with the rising water we had in the springs of 9, 10, and 11. So we've got a lot of 5 to maybe 7-year-old perch in a lot of these lakes. But as water levels stabilized, or in some cases went down in a number of these lakes, perch reproduction really wasn't as good. So we've got a lot of kind of aging perch populations out there right now. So when over the last few years, anglers may have encountered a lot of, say, 9 to 11 inch fish. That was pretty easy to, you know, get your 20 perch and go home if you wanted. I think what anglers are going to start experiencing this winter is maybe lower numbers of perch, but a higher proportion of fish are going to be in that 12 inch plus range. So anglers might want to adjust their expectations a little bit. It might be harder coming up with limits, but I think there's going to be some real trophy potential in a lot of our perch fisheries.
Your district gets a lot of adventurers, shall we call them, that like to go out and test new lakes. They'll find a small slough that they think maybe there's some perch in it. They'll look at the stocking reports, go out and pop down a couple of holes and fish it. And once in a while, somebody strikes it rich.
Absolutely. That's, I mean, that especially when it comes to the perch fishing, I think that's there's no substitute for putting a lot of miles on your vehicle and punching a lot of holes to find the best perch fishing we have to offer.
You have Beaver Bay, of course, became famous just in the last several years for crappies.
Mm-hmm. That's been definitely a nice treat for, I know a lot of anglers have tapped into that in the last couple of winters especially. Lake Oahe has always had crappies in it. But they kind of, to be able to find a nice school of crappie to where you can actually catch them consistently has always been a challenge. But again, in that spring of 2009, when Lake Oahe refilled, that led to phenomenal conditions for crappie reproduction and growth. So we established this very strong year class of crappie in from the 2009 year class. And come the last couple of winters, these crappie now got up to be, you know, some of those 12, 13 inch plus fish that anglers have definitely keyed in on. They've been present, you know, everywhere from the South Dakota border to, you know, that Beaver Bay area and even a bit further north sometimes. But again, that's going to start shifting. We don't consistently get good crappie recruitment on Lake Oahe. So this is a very strong year class, but I've, you know, done some aging of these fish that I've caught over the last few years, and about 90% of them are from that 1 year class. So you can expect to see crappie numbers start to decline a little bit too in Lake Oahe. There's still plenty out there. We're still seeing good numbers of them, but they're going to start fading away over the next several years.
Lots of snow in your district. How is access going to be?
Access is, that's the million-dollar question this winter. Right now, things aren't looking very good. Access is going to be very difficult. The anglers, I guess, got to come prepared for getting off and on these bodies of water. And then, secondly, what are the ice conditions going to be like? We're forming ice right now,
sure.
But as far as the quality of that ice, this is a winter you definitely want to use some extreme caution when venturing around, you know, from lake to lake or even just moving around on a particular body of water.
With the number of small lakes that you have, access is sometimes awfully primitive. And we should remind people again about trespass laws and landowner relations.
Absolutely. I think all anglers definitely have a responsibility to, you know, treat private landowners and private property with respect. And one of the ways you can ensure you're doing that is legally accessing these fishing waters. You can find some of that information on our website. And if you can't use one of these legal access, that certainly doesn't give you the right to move, you know, onto private property to try and access one of these bodies of water. You can certainly, as with, you know, hunting private property, see if you can secure permission from a private landowner, but otherwise make sure you're being a good neighbor to these landowners.
I asked the other biologists in the other districts, Paul, about the winter kill and the threat. Your district, and we mentioned that it has a number of small lakes, and with those small lakes come shallow lakes. So I would guess that you're going to see some winter kill problems.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern when you see winter setting in so harshly so early as we've seen this year. That definitely increases the probability of winter kills occurring on some of our shallow lakes.
Where would you encourage someone to go if you know that there's going to be some winter kill problems to utilize the resource?
Yeah, there's a few lakes. Like I said, we've had a very aggressive stocking program in recent years trying to take advantage of some of these lakes that we know aren't going to be on the landscape long term. As far as some of our better walleye lakes, Geyer Lake, Troutman Lake, both of which are in that north of that Robinson-Pettibone area,
mm-hmm.
And then Wentz Waterfowl Production Area just to the east of Napoleon. Those are three lakes that are definitely very shallow, but have some extraordinary walleye populations in them right now. That, like I said, be good lakes to hit early ice Well, we know fish are still alive and doing well in there, but keep our fingers crossed they can make it through this winter. But long-term prospects for lakes like that really aren't very good, so hopefully anglers can utilize them.
All right. It's great information. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
If you've been wanting to try ice fishing, you get your chance for free on New Year's Eve weekend. The Game and Fish Department is offering a free ice fishing weekend to give people a chance to try it to see if they like it before buying a license. This free ice fishing weekend is for residents only and will be held the weekend of December 31st and January 1st. All ice fishing regulations will apply. And if you want to try your hand at dark house spearfishing, remember you have to register with Game and Fish prior to participating. For the Fisheries Division and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.